playing in the close, we had seasonal games. And with a bit of luck, they used to grip the road in the autumn. So if they didn't grip the road, we could roller skate. And then we played hopscotch. We played marbles. Yes, you know, because no traffic. I was told I wasn't to go beyond number one Little Young's because the horse-drawn vehicles came round from Handside Lane so fast into the close. We had hoops and we had scooters, roller skates, tricycles, bicycles, football, cricket. The only car was the director of the Shredded Wheat Company, Gray, and he had the road widened by about 18 inches each side. So when the horse-drawn milkman, Bradman, was in the close, he could get off to work and pass them.
Right.
Because he didn't have to wait.
John Cheers and filming.
Oh, yes. He used to go around the schools and film sort of the local areas. I used to deliver leaflets for him. It would have been when they first brought up the project prior to the war of cutting down the reddings. My father knew each other, and so I went round the houses putting leaflets through doors.
Cutting down the reddings.
Yeah. I was in Brownies for a fairly short time, and then sort of did a bit of guide with Mrs. Murphy over where Attermore Hall is now. And we used to walk over there, Black Fan,
yes,
from here. And we used to go tadpoling in the river when it was running down, you know, where brownfields would be. And walking back with our bottles, a bit of luck, not falling over them till they died.
Yes, of course.
I used to go with a milk bottle down to the river,
yes,
where the Stambler is now.
Yes, the Lee.
With a milk bottle and brown bread and catch minnows. My two brothers were at boarding school, so I was like the only child here, and if I did something wrong, I was sent up to my room, and many a time I would cry into the cat's fur. Timmy, you're the only one who loves me. And Bruce, my dog, we were great pals. He would come to school with me, and he knew he had to go back by the oak tree,
right,
down Handside Lane. No.
Yes.
Walk down there. When I was at Handside, when it was John Nicol, the headmaster, dog went back, and when he still went back when Parkway started, and I was transferred there with all the other youngsters. When the war started, I ended up with 60 rabbits, and I killed them, gutted them, and sold them. And my brother had about 23 chicks, and then they grew up into chickens and cockerels. And the only way my mother could hang out the washing was to have a brush to shoo away the cockerels, because they always attacked her. And as they gradually grew, so we ate the cockerel. So we were never hungry, because my grandmother had a third of an acre garden in Handside Close. Even when I was in the Land Army, I wanted the people who didn't take a tip. And so I was working for Cheverell's Seabright family there, and the gamekeeper, who was a judge at Crofts, I'd done a lot of work for him and wouldn't take a tip. And so he said, I've got some dogs, and the dogs had better accommodation than we did. And I came away with a spring spaniel, and I reckon he was gun-shy, and so probably he'd been put down. And he was £4. Now, £4, when I was earning, I saw about 12 shillings, and most of that went on my digs.
Mm.
And I explained to him I wouldn't be able to pay. So he said, but if you can pay 5 shillings a week. So every Sunday when I went back, and my folks had to sub me a weenie bit if they wanted to see me, to get home from Margate to St Albans, St Albans to Welling Garden City. And so I did that for about 5 weeks, and then he said, leave the rest, you don't have to pay the rest. So,
oh, that was nice.
I kept my word, and every Sunday, first thing I did was to go and pay him, and he said, and I always thought he trusted me, and I kept my word, and so he didn't cost £4, which was an awful lot of money towards the end of the war. I would say he was about 14 again, and when I had an Austin 7 1933 model, and going round Lincolnshire, you know,
yes,
they had dykes there, and I didn't realise in ignorance that they went like that,
right,
angles, and the dog fell out the car, and he survived. It was my brother's car.
Right.
He got it, and £50 that cost, you know. And,
so this was used for sort of holidaying, was it?
Yes, yes.
Apart from obviously...
Going back and forth.
Yes.
And obviously, a little bit was used for the business.